Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivating Monday, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Happy holiday to you and yours. Sending you much love, hugs and kisses, and well wishes during this holiday season, and also sending continued hugs and condolences to those in Newtown, Connecticut. Wow. So just sending much love to you all. This is just still like, oh my God. I'll just sending much love and just amazed at the strength that you all have and the strength that many of you, this focus that you still have to celebrate Christmas with funerals beginning today, 27 funerals. Wow. And the president did an amazing job last night. really speaking from his heart regarding our loss, the world's loss, America's loss of, you know, young lives and individuals, adults who love kids, obviously, to risk their own lives protecting them. So I did not know I was going to say anything, but I'm saying something. So, again, just sending much love and prayers and kisses to those little angels, those little babies, those sweet babies. Happy holidays. Motivating Monday.
Bells will be ringing. That's sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone.
face is up.
Dance Electric. Oh man, Dance Electric Jam, that is. Now that's perfect to work out to. So, oh man, I should have been up dancing, exercising to that, working off my breakfast, my sausage and eggs and grits that I had just eaten. So you know, I gotta keep doing what I'm doing. Gotta get fit as I've ever been in my entire life. Oh man, but yeah, that's great. Love it. So, have you set your goals, your New Year's resolutions? Many of my life coach friends, Facebook friends, have recommended, well, wait till the beginning of the year. Why not start now? Those of you that are not disregarding goals and New Year's resolutions, but go ahead and get a jump start on some of your resolutions and goals. Now, I'm checking out Squiddle right now, and there's an article entitled Tips to Achieve Your 2013 New Year's Resolutions and Goal Setting. I've already posted on Facebook and Twitter and pinned it and out on all my social networking sites. And it goes like this, that setting goals for your New Year's resolutions. In order for your resolution to actually fit into your life and become complete, they first need to become goals. Here are some basic goal setting guidelines to help you with your resolutions. Begin by setting up short and long-term goals. Yeah, that's what I did last year. Then there's easy goals, and then there's not so easy goals. And those are the goals that you really have to stay committed to. That's me talking. But let me continue this article. Begin by setting up short and long-term goals, then devise a means of accomplishing both and evaluating your progress along the way towards completion. Because once you chart your progress, you'll be able to see the different levels or stages needed to accomplish each step towards completing your resolution. Example, you'll know what exactly you need to do to complete your goal. Then mark off minor accomplishments, rewards along each step of the way. For example, if you are trying to stop smoking, maybe you'll stop smoking in your car first, then your living room, then your family room, etc., until you finally quit smoking everywhere. Excuse me. Wait a second. So after quitting in each room, take a time out to reward all of your hard work. Invite a friend out to lunch. Redecorate an old smoke-filled room with fresh curtains and a nice clean rug. This way your road to resolution success won't seem so long like drudgery. Exactly. Plus, by enjoying each step of the way, you're actually helping push yourself to your goal completion with powerful, positive, giant steps forward. Then, tips to help with your goal setting are, 1, research and education, 2, make your resolution goals manageable, and 3, attitude is important in order to accomplish your goal. You remember the Deb Shepherd had called in about a month and a half ago, and that was something that he and I talked about, how important it is to have a good attitude when you're out looking for a job or when you're out at work in your work environment. And so that goes throughout our life. It's important to have a good attitude. And that's something that I'm evaluating. I'm a happy-go-lucky person, but that's one thing that I'm looking at into myself personally, and that's my attitude towards things. So tips to help with your goal setting are, 1, research and education. Learn all you can about the resolution goals you want to make. Find out exactly what is involved in reaching your goal, so that you can set up a step-by-step plan to reach them. For example, to lose weight, maybe you need to schedule an appointment with your local physician first to get a checkup. Then ask him or her help set you up with a good exercise and diet program and plan your program accordingly, revising each month as needed. So that's something that I work on, living a healthier lifestyle. Becoming fit as possible, and so it takes management. Even when gaining weight, I'm going through the same process I went through when I was very thin and needed to gain weight. same difference, just different angles, you know. And it really, you have to keep it fun, but you have to stay on point and pay attention to your progression. Two, make your resolution goals manageable. Don't bite off more than you can chew, most definitely. In other words, don't put too many eggs in one basket. That's me talking. Don't bite more off than you can chew. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, too. There's always next year, so tackle what's the most important to you first. And then, I won't even just say next year. Maybe you should start with a certain goal, resolutions, and then maybe the next month. You know, maybe you just want to get on the right track with a certain goal, and then another goal that's never related to that goal, maybe start in like the next month or you know, soon after. Three, attitude. Attitude is important in order to accomplish your goals. Sure, everyone has a downtime or so, and things aren't always perfect. But if you need help with your attitude, pick up self-help books at the public library or read articles on self-improvement in this area or reach out to your physician if you believe it may be a mental or internal race issue. Escape the rat race this year. The trouble with the rat race is that even if you win, you're still a rat. That's a quote of Lily Tomlin. I love Lily Tomlin growing up and even today. There was time in the not-so-distant past when families were expected to give up everything in order to... Okay, this is a related article on the same page, but it seemed like it's important to talk about it, about escaping the rat race. And there was a time in the not-so-distant past when families were expected to give up everything in order to achieve the financial security they craved. Perhaps you remember those decades. Perhaps you are too young to recall those times. Those were the days when climbing the corporate ladder was a revered activity, and wives and children gazed fondly at pictures of the breadwinner in order to remember whether poor, exhausted dad had blue eyes or brown. Large companies, I know some of my friends are like this article, large companies moved employees from one city to another like pawns on a chessboard, and if you had any hope of climbing the ladder and toward upper management positions, you packed up the wife and kids and moved out on from Chicago to Boston to New York to Tokyo. In the intervening years, the divorce rate climbed, fathers lost touch with their families and died of heart attacks and strokes at an alarming rate. When these men retired, they felt useless and unproductive. Over the years, the identity of these men had become inextricably tied to their success on the job. New retirees found themselves wondering who they were and why they were living with women who were complete strangers to them. And whatever happened to those darling kids who used to live in the house? Then women entered the workforce in earnest and joined the rat race. Lest you think that this rat race has come to an end, look to the evidence of stress-related death and illness and increase in the average number of hours worked by employees in the U.S. around the world, skyrocketing numbers of divorces and children in single-parent homes and families. And let us not forget those of us who are responsible for the caring of aging parents. You all know that is something that I do. We take care of each other. We're gonna do a show too on that also. On stress and on caring for self and your loved ones and caring for aging parents and so on. We live in a world of convenience that were designed to give us more leisure time, but it would seem that all the informational overload, worrying computers and media blitz has given us more time for work. It is not unusual for men and women to work 60 or 70 hours. Per week on average. Some of us work 80 or 90 hours without batting an eyelash, and we fool ourselves into thinking we have a life. You know, many work 24/7 nonstop. Many of us do. If you are one of the enlightened few, you have already come to the conclusion that giving up a social and family life is too great a price to pay for career success. Maybe you have stress-related health problems, perhaps you are not eating right, and you are probably fighting with your spouse, boyfriend, or best buddy because you spend too little time with the people you care most about. You probably can't find the time to return phone calls. And that's weird that I read this because that is something that I am focusing on, returning phone calls on a proper manner, personal and professional calls. I've always been good at that, but I noticed that I need to return phone calls in a more timely fashion. Okay, or send a birthday card to your Aunt Betty. I'm a big thing in that. Doesn't matter if you are a lineman for a utility company, a pizza delivery girl, a corporate executive, or an aspiring dancer. In today's crowded world, it is a safe bet that you don't have enough time for work, family, and friends. And since your boss holds a tight rein on your paycheck, it's likely that your family and friends are the ones that suffer. Okay, so we are still talking about goals. And there are books that are recommended in regards to goal setting tools to buy. And there's a worksheet, templates. Setting goals worksheet with 7 goal setting templates that are by Paul Maxwell that one can purchase. How to set goals, ultimate goal setting guide to having your best year ever. Now remember, I've shared this article throughout social network universe. Then there's goal setting 13 secrets of world-class achievers. There's goal setting. And let's see, it might be one more. So there are a lot of tools to guide us in regards to setting our goals. So our goals can definitely turn into resolutions. Sometimes I consider goals, and then resolutions, like, you know, sometimes I differ them. But they are different. That's why they say you can turn your goals into resolutions. So that's pretty interesting in itself. So if you haven't imagined, that's the topic for today. You want to set New Year's resolutions and goal statements, so on. So it is good to start your resolutions pretty early. I know one of my Facebook friends, Mike Klingler. If you're on Facebook, you should definitely like him because he shares some amazing, amazing, amazing advice. And he was one that said that why wait to begin the year, go ahead and start on them now. And I think that's pretty cool. Especially if it's a new goal, a new resolution, that's a habit that pretty much will be formed about time we ring in the new year. Okay, now here's another one from Squiddo. New Year resolutions, how to set your goals for 2013. And it's goal setting time again for your New Year resolutions. And the writer says that, I'm just writing to wish you season's greetings and a happy new year for 2013. I've been creating my list of goals for the new year and thought I'll write to you about your specific goals. I achieved some of mine for 2012 but didn't reach all of them. I'm not going to let that happen this year, and I wanted to make sure the same didn't happen to you. This time next year, at the end of 2013, there are only 2 outcomes. This time next year, my bank accounts are going to be looking not like they look now. That's a big goal of mine, almost definitely. You know, my mindset is, you know, a whole other place. That was definitely number one is my love for God, focusing on my health, wellness, waistline. But you know, advancing my education, and most definitely earning money, doing things that I like to do. You know, really. And because it's very important, and we're going to talk a lot about financial topics and business related topics, like we have always been since the beginning of the show, since the premiere. But managing money, and that's something that people that have a lot and people that have a little all have in common, and that's managing our finances properly. It's something we all have in common, regardless if we how much or how little we have. We all want like to advise others or learn from others or learn how to properly manage our money and how to get more for their dollar. So the article goes on to say, I'm not going to let that happen this year, and I wanted to make sure the same didn't happen to you. This time next year, at the end of 2013, there are only two outcomes. One, you will have either accomplished your goals for the year and you'll feel great about it. Two, you will be in the exact same place you are today and you will wonder where the time flew and why you didn't get what you wanted. I don't want this to happen to you. It's time to set some great resolutions and achieve them. Take a look at the free report that Mike Ambrosia and Fabio Marciano wrote. It's an eye-opener and should help you reach your goals. So I do have it out in the universe. Well, I'm putting it out right now. And this is what it says. It says, get your free goal-setting report. And it goes on to say, I know, I'm trying to keep my article up. So scrolling down. Okay, the writer of this article is Helene Maceo. Okay, it's that time of year again. It's that time of year again, and I thought I'll write about the top New Year's resolutions. And this is what goes on. I'm excited about this year, and I can't wait to achieve my goals. And I know you're probably scratching your head about your resolution, and should be, or maybe you already know, perhaps my list of top resolutions will help. And top New Year's resolutions, a new year always brings with it new resolutions of people hopeful to change the old. Properly changes that many people would like to make are listed below in no particular order. So these are like common resolutions that people make. One, lose weight. With more than 50% of American adults and countless others in other countries being overweight, it's no wonder that this resolution appears a lot. Unfortunately, there are so many plans out there for losing weight and eating right that it's difficult to know what works and what doesn't and which plan is best for which individual. Keys to successful weight loss focus on good eating habits, a good exercise program, and sticking to targeted goals to reach. But I have I've continued to exercise. I do need to return to the gym. I haven't been to the gym since early October. And I do have personal trainers that I'm looking forward to beginning to work with. I appreciate the coaches that I do work with online. I do have a personal trainers I'm looking forward to working with also in the very near future also. So this is going to be amazing also. Two, pay off debt. A main resolution of many is to pay off credit cards and minor installment loans. Example, like auto loans, not mortgages, often a tough job, lack of paying off debt, often stems from economic issues, unexpected bills, decreased income, escalated bills, and more mountain all year long. Do your best and check into refinancing at lower rates. It's often advised. And then three is to stop bad habits. Proper resolutions often involve stopping bad habits like smoking, drinking, gambling, drug abuse, cheating on a mate, and being a workaholic. To help overcome these, there are 12-step programs out there for nearly any issue today, most definitely. I mean, just Google places in your area if you feel you need to be a part of a support group. Four, continue education. Another popular resolution is to return to school to finish high school accreditation, to complete college programs, and complete other educational training. And with online technology so advanced today, men are able to jump back into programs with online help around the clock and around the world. And then five, that's on my list, travel, most definitely. I'm going to stop being a homebody and getting out there. Travel, hitting the road, the sea or the air is another top resolution of many travel sites offering helpful online planning, booking, savings grow in popularity as does this resolution made by many. It's on my list. Workout six is number six. Both genders make resolutions to get fit in the new years ahead, whether it's to lift weights or run track or bike or swim. People as a whole seek better fitness. And trying to work in a fitness plan is not always easy with families on the go today. Exactly. So trying to squeeze in small amount of time blocks might help many. For example, work out for 15 minutes a couple of times each day instead of looking for blocks for of an hour where you would be free. Exactly. 15 minutes to 30 minutes is better than nothing of exercise and working out. There are more popular New Year's resolutions. Make some of your own and see what you are looking forward to. Then make plans to reach your goals. Happy New Year. Now, the problem is actually achieving your resolutions, not setting them. Anyone can set a New Year's resolution, right? Exactly. So make sure you actually set yourself up for success. Write it down and keep it in front of you. Tell others about it and then work on it daily. Most definitely, tell others. You'll be amazed at maybe certain friends who have the same goals. Or you'll be amazed at who becomes a supporter of yours and amazed at the support system that you really do have when you think you're probably doing something all alone. Really, I'm speaking straight from experience. Setting goals for the New Year's resolutions. In order for resolutions to actually fit into your life and become completed, the first need to become goals. And here are some more basic goals and guidelines to help you with your resolutions. And I think I've already shared that with you right there. Yeah. So, but remember, you gotta set them down, set them as goals, and then work them into becoming your resolution. And it is a good idea to start now, focusing on them, so they can already become habit of yours when it's time to ring in the baby new year of 2013. Most definitely. So I think it's time to listen to a little bit more music. But just want to share that. And if you have called in, please hold on, or if you're in the chat room, because I had left the switchboard in the chat room to read those articles from Squiddle regarding New Year's resolutions, goal setting, and resolutions. So gotta have that mind right. The mind has to be right and has to be focused. And only you know what to do, what pace to go and at, and so on in regards to your goals. Like we said before, you know, some are easy, some aren't easy. But the thing is, sticking to those goals and being self-motivated, and then knowing that you do have a support system for the times that you don't feel like being self-motivated or feel like you need an external source to motivate you. Pray. And then there's your favorite self-help gurus out there also, like the, you know, late Zig Ziglar and his son Tom Ziglar's teachings, Tony Robbins. It goes on and on. Lou Towles is someone good to network with and listen to and read books. Your preachers, your ministers, people like Joel Osteen Ministries. It goes on and on. I hope you enjoyed the show, a weekend edition this past weekend. Profiled L. DeBarge Jr. played a lot of his music. So hopefully we'll be rescheduling the actual talk with him in the very near future. But I had a super good time last past Saturday. Presenting weekend edition Coast to Shock Entertainment Report. Here's L. DeBarge Jr. Good thing.
Coast to Coast Mixtapes.com.
Coast to Coast, what up? EP picks up.
Hey, King Mo, what it do?
Baby, I got that good thing. I know I'm gonna see you again.
Now you want this game, yeah.
I've been sitting on your brain. Probably never got your man. Oh man, I got that good thing.
Yeah. know I'm gonna see you again. Don't forget your man.
Work it out for me, make the booty pop, keep the blood flowing, baby keep me rock, pay the water bill, so I can keep it dripping, back slowly, you know the pop is sipping, and we ain't tripping off a weight, staying shape,
nah.
Lifting up my baby in the cake, see her face look shocked, when I hit it with the cock, no doodle, she a bad bitch, take her for a walk, no doodle, what? Far from a slut, baby, she a freak though. Step up to the line, all net, wet, freak throw. Body by design, I'm just looking for a freak show. Take your time, I ain't rushing to the peak, no. Pleasing your body, treating every part equal. Want some more, bring that good back like a sequel. Yeah, baby, you looking right in that sequel. I bet I know just how to treat you.
Baby, I got this thing. I know I'm gonna see you again. Yeah, I've been sitting on your brain. Probably never got your man, your man.
Get out for me. We on the block in the shop. OG got to work with the chop. Young homie keeping watch like the ex girl watch. So you know we seeing everything. I'm in that Benzo with that black paint and that wood grain. Girls paying just to ride me like a rental man. First and last is taking, I'm using my middle name. But only for the fame. Cause I ain't riding name. Close name, kissing name. Ask where you been. Took it, niggas, man. Took it, why I blast. Giving up credit, treated for some cash. Got your fans asking why you ain't flowing like the past. Trey and a CD, both covered in ash.
Drop that shit for these fuck niggas. Drop that shit.
1907, millions of Americans have decorated their holiday cards and packages with the American Lung Association's Christmas Seal. Money raised through Christmas Seals funds vital research and education in asthma, lung cancer, and other debilitating lung diseases. And it helps fund the fight to protect kids from tobacco and promote cleaner air all across America. Join us as America celebrates another year of Christmas Seals. At ChristmasSeals.org, you can revisit 100 years of Christmas Seals designs and even email them to family and friends. But most importantly, you can order this year's seals and be a part of this life-saving holiday tradition. Celebrate another year with American Lung Association Christmas Seals at ChristmasSeals.org.
Congrats to the Who Dat Nation, the New Orleans Saints. I watched that game, but hey, 41-0. I was napping through it also, but I pretty much watched it. I was tuning to it. That was pretty cool. Next week they play big Dallas Cowboys. Congrats to the Cowboys also, all the wins out there. And the 49ers, they won last night's game. Wow. I'm reading an article right now from Yahoo News. I've been sending reports about the kids who resume going to school this week, but at a different location. Connecticut survivors attend school in neighboring town. Newtown, Connecticut, this is from Reuters, the children who survived Friday's shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School will not have to return to the scene of the massacre when school reopens later this week, and instead will attend classes in a neighboring Connecticut town, Newtown school officials said on Sunday. It remains unclear when the 436 surviving students at Sandy Hook will return to class, but when they do, it will be in an unused school about 7 miles to the south in Monroe Newtown School, Superintendent Janet Robinson said. The town of Monroe has graciously offered their Chalk Hill School, Robinson said in a statement. This facility, which has currently not been used, is in excellent condition and will accommodate all of the Sandy Hill School students and staff. It is located just across the border from Newtown and should be ready for occupancy in just a few days. All 7 of Newtown's public schools, which serve more than 5,100 students as well as private schools in the district, will be closed on Monday, school officials said on Saturday. officials were scrambling for ways to accommodate surviving students from what had been the town's largest elementary school, serving 5 to 10 year olds in kindergarten through fourth grade. The public school remains an active crime scene. A Newtown police officer expressed doubt that school could never be used again. The school could never be used again. And this time it's too early to say, but I would find it very difficult for them to do that. Certainly that's one of the things we're going to have to look into. Lieutenant George Cinco of Newtown Police said at a news conference on Sunday. 20 Sandy Hook first graders were killed on Friday when a 20-year-old man armed with an assault weapon and two handguns shot his way into the school and opened fire. 6 adults, including the school principal, were also killed at the school. The gunman killed his mother and himself for a total death of toll of 28 people. In place of school on Monday, town officials and children would be able to attend a day of recreational activities hosted by local sports organizations of the Newtown Youth Academy, a private athletics facility in town. All schools in the town other than Sandy Hook will reopen on Tuesday. And reporting by Dan Burns, additional writing by Phil Wabaugh, and edited by Will Dunham and Todd Easton. So, wow. Wow.
I am a face of influenza.
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 We all are faces of influenza.
I'm a mom. And I'm a face of influenza. Health officials now recommend
everyone
6 months of age and older get immunized against influenza this
and every year.
Vaccination is safe and is the best way to help protect yourself and your family from contracting and spreading the flu.
We all are faces of influenza.
See your healthcare provider about getting immunized. The American Lung Association urges everyone 6 months of age and older, and we mean everyone, to get vaccinated. Visit facesofinfluenza.org. Influenza is serious. So are we. Get vaccinated.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
Daydream.
right here with me. Beautiful sights, they've lost all their beauty. The dream, I go back just to catch a glimpse of love gone by. When you were here with me,
Christmas, everybody.
thank you for keeping us safe and warm. We want to thank you for protecting us from a storm of ignorance and hate. We want to take the time to stop and appreciate the sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, G.I., this one's for you. Merry Christmas, G.I., for all the things you do. We're gonna take this time to stop and appreciate the sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, G.I. Sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, G.I. Hope yours is sweet and warm. Merry Christmas, G.I. Merry Christmas, G.I. Merry Christmas, G.I. Happy Christmas. Time to stop and appreciate the sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, G.I. Christmas. Merry Christmas, hope you're safe and warm. And thank you.
Thank you.
This is Janice Nolan with the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of three oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxides. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in, or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair, And the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30th the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000, the equivalent of a small city.
Wow.
My name is Janice Nolan. I'm Assistant Vice President for Policy and Advocacy for the American Lung Association. And I want to tell you about what you can do and what we need to do as a nation to help fight for cleaner air. We as a nation need to cut emissions, that is pollution, coming from big polluters like coal-fired power plants and ocean-going vessels. We need to fix old dirty diesel engines to make them run cleaner. We need to strengthen the standards for ozone and for particle pollution to better protect our health. And we need to improve our decaying infrastructure of air monitors, because that's how we find out whether we have pollution problems and when we're cleaning them up. And finally, most of all, we as a nation must enforce the laws that help us improve our air. Now, to find out how your community's working with clean air, how the air in your community ranks, go to the American Lung Association State of the Air report on our website at www.lungusa.org. That's LUNGUSA.org. On that website, you can type in your zip code and find out the grade that your community gets for air pollution. While you're there, you can join our advocacy team. On our website, you can sign up for our e-advocacy to get involved and send messages to members of Congress and to the administration to urge them to take action to protect the air we all breathe.
America, Andre Simone. If today is your birthday, then you are celebrating your birthday with actor Bill Pullman. He's an amazing actor. I like him. He turns 59 today. Happy birthday. Art Neville, a rock musician with the Neville Brothers, 75 today. Chris Matthews is 67 today, broadcast journalist. Eugene Levy, actor, American Pie Movies and SCTV, 66. Paul Rogers, rock singer with Bad Company, is 63. Barry Livingston, actor, My Three Sons, is 59. Peter Farrelly, director, producer, is 56. Mike Mills of REM, rock musician, 54. Laurie Holden, Walking Dead, actress, is 43. Sarah Paulson, actress, 38. Giovanni Ribisi, actor, 38. Bree Sharp, rock singer, 37. Chase Utley, baseball player, is only 34 today. And actress Mila Jovovich, that's another name. She's an amazing actress, for a model, remember, turns 37 years of age today. So happy birthday to you, and happy birthday week, and just a big happy birthday to all of you December Christmas babies out there. And yesterday was Belinda Bostic's birthday. You know, that regular to the show on Matters of the Heart Wednesday, Belinda Bostic of Slumber Parties by BelindaBostic.com of Houston. Yesterday was her 27th birthday, so happy birthday to Belinda. And this coming up Friday, the 21st, will be Attorney Jay's birthday, also on the 21st. On December 17, 1903, Orville and Wilbur Wright made the first successful man-powered airplane flight near Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. In 1933, in the first NFL championship game, the Chicago Bears defeated the New York Giants 23-21 at Wrigley Field. In 1944, the U.S. Army pronounced the end of its policy of excluding Japanese Americans from the West Coast. 1957, the United States successfully test-fired the Atlas intercontinental ballistic missile for the first time. 1969, the U.S. Air Force closed its Project Blue Book by concluding there was no evidence of extraterrestrial spaceships behind thousands of UFO sightings. You all have heard my story, and I'll do another show about UFOs and my sighting of a UFO back in 1977. 1969, an estimated 50 million viewers watched singer Tiny Tim marry Miss Vicky on NBC's Tonight Show. And in 1975, Lynette Squeaky Fromm was sentenced to life in prison for her attempt on the life of President Gerald R. Ford. She was paroled in 2009. In 1989, the animated TV series The Simpsons premiered on Fox. I remember those days. 1992, President George H.W. Bush, Canadian Prime Minister Brian Mulroney, and Mexican President Carlos Salinas de Gortari signed the North American Free Trade Agreement in separate ceremonies. 1996, Kofi Annan of Ghana became United Nations Secretary General. And in 2004, President George W. Bush signed into law the largest overhaul of U.S. intelligence gathering in 50 years. In 2005, President George W. Bush acknowledged he had been personally authorized a secret eavesdropping program in the U.S. following September 11. In 2010, Mohammed Bouazizi, a 20-year-old fruit vendor frustrated with harassment by local officials, set himself on fire in Sidi Bouzid, Tunisia. His act was of defiance set off nationwide protests that brought down the longtime President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali and soon spread the rest of the Arab world. So that's amazing. Yes, it is. And I'm getting a message. I'm getting a message from one of my friends while I'm literally on air. So I'm telling them hello. Yep. So, wow. So thank you for telling me good morning. Hello, my friend. Wow, love today's technology. Yeah. So, wow. Trying to give this person, they're not listening in. I know they listen to the show. So, trying to give them the link to the show, which we will be concluding the show in a few. So, There you go. So excuse me for being a little hesitant. There's a question that SparkPeople.com is asking this morning. Do you need a personal trainer? I do. The things that I need to do for the certain areas that I need to hit. Okay, Denise Austin's morning stretch. Denise Austin, which reads, "Welcome to Morning Stretch with Denise Austin. Get daily advice, tips, and inspiration from America's favorite fitness expert. Gearing up for a healthy New Year's resolution in 2013, stop by your local Rite Aid and check out her brand new Forever Fit line now on shelves. You'll find more than 30 items to help you shed pounds and boost your health. Plus, each product comes with a recommended workout designed by Denise Austin. Items range in price from $3.99 to $29.99. So grab something for yourself and everyone else on your holiday gift list. So her items are economically priced. And she's advising that you work the buddy system. Think of your closest friends. They've been with you through good times and bad. So why not share with them the ups and downs you're likely face as you work towards your weight loss goals? Have a friend to lean on, maybe just what you need to help keep you on track. And you can visit DeniseAustin.com, Denise Austin online. So I'm going to read more of this newsletter regarding Work the Buddy System. Let them in on your objectives. Tell them how you plan to follow my healthy living principles of eating right, getting fit, feeling great, and staying strong. That way they can give you the words of encouragement. I talked about this earlier. Or a friendly reminder about your resolution to take the stairs at least twice a week. And if they've expressed an interest in reaching the same goals, encourage them to join in, knowing that someone else is counting on you to hold up your end of the bargain will make it easier to stick to your plan. And then after you reach your goals, you'll know if you've truly been there for each other through thick and thin. So that's something that I was talking about earlier, right? And I'm posting this on Facebook right now and Google plusing it out, plus tweeting it. I've always loved Denise Austin teachings since the 80s. So remember to stop by Rite Aid also. So I've just tweeted this out. And you can tweet me at Beth Williams and Culture Shock, Inc., KULTRE-HOKENT. And also my username with Mark is Beth Mark Girl. It is Girl, GRL. Uh-huh. So, yep. So, then there's advice regarding the best upper body exercises. And who doesn't want toned, scuffed arms and shoulders to show off in tank tops? While there are many exercises that have firmed your upper body, the best one of all can be done done anywhere and requires nothing more than your own body weight. I love tank tops, which you all know. One of my pictures that I use forever is me in a tank top. A push-up is one of the best and most complete upper body exercises. It's tried and true, proven to work. At first, this exercise should be done in a modified fashion. You can do this off your knees as soon as you develop enough upper body strength to support your torso. This is a very difficult exercise, so don't be discouraged if you are only able to do a couple. You'll get better at it, I promise, she says. How to hit the arms and chest. One, kneel on a mat on the floor with your hands out in front of you. Then straighten your back and keep your head in line with your spine. Then slowly bend your elbows and lower your chest to the floor. Straighten your elbows and return to the starting position. Repeat this movement as many times as you can. How many? Denise recommends that you increase the number of repetitions gradually. Your goal is one set of 8 to 12 reps every time you do the exercise. As soon as you can do this with relative ease, add a second set, 8 to 12 reps. When you see results, do your push-ups at least 4 days a week and you will see a noticeable improvement in just 3 weeks. It'll only take a few minutes. I believe that. Most definitely. So that just takes you and your effort to go ahead and do your push-ups. I love push-ups. I love jumping jacks. I love crunches, even though some people say one shouldn't do crunches. So I have this song. Here's a question right here to Denise. Ask Denise, what can I do to get rid of my belly fat beyond crunches? And Denise says, contrary to popular belief, toned abs don't come from doing a million crunches. You may already have abs of steel that are simply covered by a layer of insulation. A three-prong attack is what's needed to really flatten your tummy. And she says that the first thing necessary is fat-burning cardio workout, like running, biking, or using a treadmill, a stair climber, or an elliptical machine 3 times a week for at least 20 minutes. That's why I didn't get back into the gym, because elliptical machines do wonders. The next thing that can shrink your middle is exercise to target each of the different abdominal muscle groups as well as your lower back. Try adding reverse sit-ups, for example. Focus on using good form and really tightening those muscles. Finally, you need to eat healthy foods and watch your portion sizes and calorie intake. If you do all three of these things, you should see a difference in 2 weeks, so go for it. It's worth it. Wow. So it takes commitment, and it takes portion sizes and calorie intake. And because my doctor and the nurse at my doctor's office recommend, go do those cardio. And so you just have to stay positive and just do it. Like my friend Marcus Patrick's wife told me, they are like raw food vegans, and she's like, just do it. You can become as fit as you have never been. You just got to do it, And so that's what I say, just do it. But Best of Smart People is asking the question this morning, do you need a personal trainer? Personal trainers are fitness professionals that create customized fitness programs to help you reach your goals. Their services may seem tempting when you have a long way to reach your goal, but do you really need a trainer? Find out whether your knowledge, experience, or goals require assistance. And it's the level of advice also. Maybe you just want to be coached to eat a certain way and to hit certain areas. That's me talking. To stay motivated and to know the proper foods to eat. And so I'm sharing this. Also, I'm going to pin it out, and I'm putting it on Facebook also. Pinning it out now. And then it's going to go everywhere. Once I tweet it out, it's going everywhere. Almost everywhere. MySpace, LinkedIn. Good Morning America's broadcasting from Newtown. I imagine all of them are. Joel Osteen is on today's show. Hope and Healing for Newtown. So I just mentioned him, and he is on, Joel Osteen is on, I'm looking at Twitter, is on today's show. The healthy thought of the day from Spark People is, no place of one of nature's most fragile things, but just look what they can do when they stick together. That's amazing. And so I'm trying to conclude the show. Purposely, I won't say anything about walk-off, share excerpt from walk-off to weight, since I've been talking about other topics and shared that information from Denise Austin. But I'll probably share something tomorrow. And okay. I'm looking at a Twitter friend talking about Bessie Johnson. Bessie Johnson rocks. Yeah, that's cool. I need to profile more designers also. Before coming on the show, I was checking out Mark Anthony Hankins. Well, he's amazing to network with. If you don't network with him, and if you don't know anything about his fashions, what is going on with you? Because he is amazing. I'm just checking some of my emails in case there's something that I need to share it with you. Okay. Yeah, Kelly Clarkson is engaged. Yes, congratulations to Kelly Clarkson regarding her engagement. Well, it's time to conclude the show. I'll play a couple more songs. And I guess thinking of Newtown, I hope the show is somewhat motivating. I hope you exercise to some of the motivating tunes. I need to do a little exercising as soon as I get off air, because I do have a preoccupied day like many of you do too. And tomorrow we'll be talking about, we've been talking about on past Tuesdays, businesses and companies that are hiring at the end of the year, plus, you know, job interview etiquette. And anything that you want to talk about, too, call in at 714-409-0614 and also chat in the chat room. You know, we always have fun in the chat room. Always. So please do. So I'm going to conclude the show right now. I will, but not before playing some more music. And I thank you. Thank you for your support and thank you for networking with me. You are amazing. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. I wish you a happy New Year's Eve and a happy baby new year of 2013 also. So amazing. So much fun. Remember, you know, spread love. Caring is sharing. The words of Dread Day. Thank you again for your support and tuning in to Motivating Monday for the Shark Entertainment Reports. And remember, Reggie Ruffin will be guest on KKDA tomorrow morning at the top of the hour, 6 o'clock a.m., okay? So remember to tune in to KKDA AM channel to listen to Reg Ruffneck talk about legal issues that not only affect him but also affect others. Thank you. It's Michael Anthony. Merry Christmas, and I appreciate you again. God bless and happy holidays.
Merry Christmas, how you been? Me, I'm doing fine, I'm still alive and kicking. After all of these years, the Christmas tree is up, lighting up the room, hung up the stockings. That day will be here soon. Need to wrap a few more presents and place them under the tree. Johnny's playing football, you ought to see him run. We watched him play just last Saturday. Man, they almost won. You'd be so proud of the man he's starting to become. And little Susie's quite the charmer, she always gets her way. Hard to tell her no sometimes, when she looks at me that way. I'm wrapped around her finger, like you always said I'd be. Sitting here feeling so blessed, but I can't lie to myself, it's you that I miss. It'll be a bittersweet day come Merry Christmas. I still recall that early Christmas morn, kids were at the grandma's house, all snuggled up and warm. It was hard to see the road through all the falling snow. Then I knew we're fast, I saw a big bright light. There was nothing I could do, there just wasn't any time. When I woke up that evening, told me you were gone. I cried so hard, oh, I cried for you. I cried for our children, it was all that I could do. Such a sad, sad day on Mary's Christmas. They mean